Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the GTA Comic-Con. I'm here with actor Zach Galligan. Nice to meet you, sir.
How are you?
Not too bad. Are you surprised that 31 years later, people still love Gremlins and enjoy talking about it with you?
I am surprised. I thought that the movie would do well. I thought it would have a good shelf life, but 30 years is a long time, and I think you can pretty much thank the internet for that. It kind of felt like it was sort of fading a little bit, and then the internet and the whole rise of nerd culture in the last 7 to 10 years has really just brought all of that 80s stuff back. Ghostbusters, Gremlins, Goonies, Back to the Future. It just looks kind of like it's now part of not only American pop culture, just world pop culture in general. And looks like it's here to stay. And as far as I'm concerned, that's great. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Definitely. And it definitely still holds up. I showed it to my 9-year-old daughter a couple of weeks ago, and still a great movie all these years later. And she loved it, too.
Well, I think if you can get the kid to watch until Gizmo pops out of the box, you know, the Christmas scene where my dad gives it to me as a gift?
Oh, yeah.
If you can get that first shot of Gizmo coming out of the box, then the kid's hooked. But if the kid's attention kind of flags before then, it's problematic.
Oh, yeah, she gets bored real easy, but she was right into it the whole time.
Awesome.
Awesome. And you worked with a lot of great actors in those movies, and definitely you held your own against them, but what was it like working with people like Hoyt Axton, and you had Polly Holiday from Alice in there, and a young Jonathan Banks?
Yeah, I'm thrilled for Jonathan Banks. I mean, he was a if you watch his performance in Gremlins, it's very understated, but every single line and moment and look that he does, he makes it count. He was a great actor then, he's a great actor now, so thrilled for him. And you know, Hoyt was just an amazingly talented guy. I miss him a lot. He was really wonderful to work with. Polly Holiday did a really wonderful spin on the Wicked Witch of the West for the movie, so it was real interesting watching everybody do their own thing. You know, Dick Miller doing his kind of transplanted Bronx guy to the Midwest kind of thing was cool too. So yeah, it was great. You know, you learn from working with good people, and I definitely learned from working with all of those people I just mentioned.
Yeah, it definitely must have been awesome working with Joe Dante and Steven Spielberg, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, Joe started as an editor, so he shot very much the way he edited, so he would save everybody a lot of time. You know, we'd say, do you want us to do this piece, you know, of the scene again? Do you want us to start from the beginning? He's like, we don't need to do that again. I'll never cut from this shot to that shot, so just give me the last three lines. So we'd do the last three lines, and then it would be done. So we didn't have to do all of the repetitive stuff over and over and over again, which he sometimes would sort of shoot maybe more in pieces than in full takes. So that was quicker.
And you must be getting this asked this a lot these days, but what are your thoughts and feelings on this Gremlins reboot that's in the works?
Well, you know, there was going to be one, and then they said it's canceled, and now they say they've got a new writer, and, you know, it's hard to comment on something when you don't know anything about it. So, I really shouldn't, or it's not that I shouldn't, I really can't comment on something that is, you know, it's a writer. The guy's a writer, so he's got some decent credits, and we'll see what he comes up with.
Cool. What are some of your future projects?
Future projects? I just finished a movie about 2 months ago called The Chair with Naomi Grossman from American Horror Story and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Nice.
And that's a pretty intense kind of violent prison melodrama. So that's a kind of an interesting change of pace. Get to play a sadistic prison guard. That's kind of always fun. I find I'm getting cast as bad guys now that I hit 50, so
nice.
That's nice. It's boring playing the young, you know, cute ingenue. I I'd much rather play sadistic prison guards than you know, the cute guy who lives down the, around the corner.
Nice. And are there any dream projects you'd like to be part of? Any actors you'd love to work with? Anything like that?
I kind of want to be on The Walking Dead, to be honest.
Nice.
I tweet about it all the time. I think I'm a natural for that show. I just think my problem is I don't live in Atlanta. I think that's really the only problem. That would be kind of fun. Probably like, who wouldn't like to be in Guardians of the Galaxy? That'd be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
If James Gunn is listening, he can stick me in that sequel bit. So there you go.
Ah, cool. Well, we appreciate your time today, sir, and it was great meeting you, and continued success.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.